Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Afternoon, you are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind the enemy lines that I call USA Inc. It is November the 3rd, 2016. This year is just about over with. This election cycle is just about over with. And regardless of who's selected, who's appointed, who's elected, however you want to look at it, it's going to be millions of upset people out there. So, lots of variables to consider as we always thinking about how do we stay safe and move behind these enemy lines. So just that, I just had that thought. So welcome to the program. It is Thursday, right? Thursday. So yes, we do have a lot of programming coming up for you tonight. I'm looking forward to a pre-recorded podcast that we broadcast first time ever. Nobody hears it until it's broadcast here first on Thursdays and Fridays at 5 o'clock p.m. And that's the Barbershop. And I had, of course, a chance to listen to the Barbershop episode 6 last night, talking about television is the topic. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. And I might as well tell you, I do have to end out kind of early, but we will be running straight into that. So I'll be on air under an hour. So if you have any observations, any questions you have, you need to get those in early. So we will be on air, I would say, about 50 minutes. Yeah, about 50 minutes, because we have the Barbershop, the episode six from the Barbershop, episode six from Cobra. Check them out on blacktalkradionetwork.com. They're profile page, and they'll tell you the links to their websites. But I'm looking forward to y'all hearing this podcast, and of course myself listening to it again. So looking forward to that at 5 o'clock, or a little bit before 5 o'clock, actually right immediately following this program, BTR News. Then we got Tando Radio Show coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and at 8 o'clock, Blacks in Business Radio. They will be taking first, Tando has an author. She's come out with a series. I'm not sure how many, but she has a book that's coming that is already out. We link to it. Check out the promos and what have you, but the Good Girls Club. So check that out, Tando Radio Show. Of course, you're going to get some news and current events from Brother Dave on Tando. That's 6 o'clock again p.m. Eastern Time. Then following him at 8 o'clock will be Blacks in Business Radio. We call it BIB Radio, codified, you know, BIB Radio. That's Sister Cece and Brother Robert, and they have a couple of guests coming on, a couple of business, black business owners and they will be looking at the industry of travel, the travel industry. So that's the what's up for the network, but let me tell you what's up for today's program. Well, there's a couple of news items that caught my eye. Oh, and by the way, before I move on from network news, now I have confirmed, I was first alerted by a comment on one of the programs. I think it was the Lotus Place. Somebody left a comment. So I read the comment and they say, did you know that the conference line started charging 1 week ago? And I'm like, no, it's not. Because as an account holder, I would have been made aware of any plans to change their terms of service, which includes that the conference company that we use, Free Conference Call HD, doesn't charge callers. And I suspected, because I've worked in that industry, in the cell phone industry, and my background is communications from the military, so I already knew who the culprit was. And so I told him it's probably your personal phone carrier that's charging you 1 cent a minute to call into a free conference, and got further confirmation of that. It was a rough start to the Lotus Place last night because of those issues, but we did confirm last night that some carriers are charging, and T-Mobile is one of them that are now charging 1 cent. And the T-Mobile customer said last night that they confirmed that T-Mobile is now going to start charging their customers 1 cent a minute to call into these online based communication systems. And so it's on your carrier. And so if you get that, that's why if you have a flash phone, or check this out, even if you don't have a computer where you need some headsets that you can plug in and then take advantage of the free flash phone, where you can dial in from anywhere in the world, it'll pop up a phone, you can choose the number, enter in the code, and then anytime you want to talk, hit *6 and 1. It's a little virtual keypad. So check this out. Say you don't have a desktop and you on the phone, where they got an app for that. And I don't mind talking about Free Conference Call HD. We've been using these free conferencing systems for years. At least black folks do. I know other folks do too. They'd be fools not to take advantage of free. Okay, subsidize what you already have. And they're, without going into point by point, the advantage of incorporating these conference lines, they are available on the App Store. I guess that's the Apple, and on Google Play. So they got an app for that that you can download to your tablet, to your phone, and then if you can use that app to call in. Now, is T-Mobile or whoever going to charge you for that? And I think I see what they trying to do. I was discussing it with new host whose program there we're working on and should launch next week. But I was saying, well, why do these people use the conference line? And then it just occurred to me. I was like, everybody pretty much got smartphones today. Not everybody, but the majority of people who have access to the internet, especially black people, have that access through smartphones. Okay, so, well, I'm saying, why won't they listen to it through on the website? And we have media players or on TuneIn or something like that, the other apps that you can get Black Talk Radio on, free apps. And then I was like, well, maybe they trying to save on their data plan. See, I don't have a smartphone, I don't use smartphones like that. I don't travel enough for a need of a smartphone. I use regular phones, online-based phones. People want to communicate with me. I don't have to pay anybody for a phone service. I don't know how not to catch a bill. Let me put it that way. So what they're doing is, so I guess what our listeners been doing is using the free conference call, because most plans have what? Free calling. So they call in. Then they're not using their data. That, I bet you, is why T-Mobile is charging its customers once in a minute to call in to a free conference call because they're trying to save on their data, don't want to go over. So why? I'm not going to stream it on YouTube. I'm not going to stream it from Black Talk Radio. I'm not going to stream it from TuneIn or Streamer.com or use their apps because that's using my data. I'm going to call in. See, people thinking. So that's what I suspect. I can't confirm. I haven't seen any kind of smoking gun documents. But I used to work in the industry. I understand the technology. So that's my most logical conclusion of why they're charging you now to dial into a free conference call. So try to take advantage of the flash phone if you're able. So just wanted to mention that before I get a whole bunch of people saying, hey, it's charging me to get in. Did you know? And yeah, but it's not freeconferencecallhd.com. Check them out if you're in need of a conference line. But it is not them. It says right there in their frequently asked questions that there is no charge to call in to, for anyone to call in to free conference call HD lines. So there you go. Get that out the way. Now, what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about this. I had to rethink this since I posted this title, The Blaze's Tommy Lauren Needs a History Lesson on Slavery and the 13th Amendment. And then I was like, wait a minute, she could just be playing ignorant. These crackers that be on these featured and showcased on the networks like The Blaze, and she got that blonde hair, blue-eyed, Aryan look going on. You got to pick up on the subtleties of broadcasting as well. I mean, there's a reason why people look a certain way on certain networks, and you know, there's some propaganda value in that. But she made some commentary about the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery. Now, she may have read the 13th Amendment and comprehended it and knows that slavery was never abolished. So I don't know why then, if she knows that, she would say come out in public and tell a lie and say that it did abolish slavery. So which is it? Either way, she don't look good now, does she? She's either a liar or she is a person who don't read the Constitution like they like to talk so much about, don't know the amendments or what those amendments mean. And it's not like the 13th Amendment has a whole bunch of sections. Section 1, I've seen some of these state constitutions, a whole bunch of sections under one heading. And the 13th Amendment isn't like that. It's two sections. The section that says they can put you into slavery as punishment for crime, and Section 2, which gives Congress the power to legislate how they're going to put you into slavery for crime. So they had the power to do what? To just say any type of people behavior, whether it's harming someone else or not, is a crime. And if you are caught, apprehended, you will be arrested, you'll be put on trial. If you are found guilty, if you are duly convicted, like the 13th Amendment says, then we will put you into slavery. It's not that hard to understand. So she's either a liar or she's a dumb cracker. Let's just put it that way. She's just a dumb cracker fronting on the Blaze's YouTube channel, acting like she has a lot of knowledge and information about the Constitution. But the context in which they're discussing these things is a old tactic that they recently started using in the past. I would say maybe since Obama started running, maybe before then, I can't recall, maybe going back to the Clintons and saying that black people who are members of the Democratic Party, which is nowhere near in a majority of black people. There's 40 million plus, I would say, we really don't know the numbers Everybody don't participate in the census. I know that because I participated in the census and got a grant from another nonprofit to promote the census. And everybody in the black community don't be taking part in that stuff. They have a rightful, logical suspicion of giving their personal information to the United States government, considering its treatment of people classified as black. So they don't participate. So it's probably way above that 40 million. It could be as high as 80 million. They don't know. All they give you is estimates, really. But saying that, so, but the small percentage, I don't know what percentage of black people are registered. Let's just go with the 40 million. What percentage do you think are participating and registered either way? And then you could be registered for a party and don't vote. You may keep your registration up to date just simply so you can be included in the jury pool where you can get up in the jury box and try to stop them from putting somebody into slavery by using jury nullification. So there are many reasons to be registered to vote. You don't have to vote. I'm not trying to convince anybody to do anything that don't make logical sense to them. Sometimes I do share the logic behind why I do the things I do. So, but I don't know what percentage of black people are Democrats. But they try to act like the people who engage in voting represent the vast majority of those who don't. So we are speaking through our votes and politics, but I don't speak for people who don't participate in it. I may collaborate with them and work on it with them in other people activity areas, but hey, I ain't trying to fight with them or give them hassle because they don't vote. But they try to use this to shame that's the only thing word I can come up with, shame black people. Hey, they got you on a plantation in slavery, using those metaphors that don't apply to stuff. That's why we have to be careful when we talking about athletes being slaves. We have to be careful. I understand the comparisons in a way. They are in similar positions, but let me tell you, there are probably over a million black men, women, and children in slavery right now who would love to be rather be paying millions of dollars to throw a football or anything like that. I mean, that's logical, right? So that's not those are not the same conditions. Is there some exploitation going on? Obviously, yes, there is, but oh, no. So I don't know if this woman, Tommy Lauren, I think she's very, very young, so I don't expect her to know much, but I expect the people who are putting the words into her mouth on that teleprompter and writing, and she may, I don't know how much input she has, but hey, they should know. These are white people. They supposed to know everything. They supposed to be knowledgeable. But if you pay attention, you can either see how they're practicing deception, or you can see that they just another dumb cracker who just acting on their impulses to practice racism. Now, I heard that all of this was based on this guy who understands propaganda and the value of propaganda, and he is a racist. I don't call him a suspect. I don't consider him a supremacist either, but he is a racist white man by the name of James O'Keefe. They call him a quote-unquote activist. That's what the mainstream media calls him. I call him a thug and a criminal who uses doctored film and has broken and entered into a senator's office, Mary Landrieu, I think, Louisiana senator, where he tried to plant some bugs in her office. And he does all of this to create propaganda. He's out there looking for some funding from some of these millionaires. Y'all know these billionaires and multimillionaires and even dumb crackers who ain't really got two nickels to rub together, but they will give it to Donald Trump, give him at least one nickel. And people like Donald Trump to help the cause. So he out there fundraising on this another film that he just came out with, where, you know, you recording someone that without their knowledge. And again, he continues to break the law. Like, in, you might have heard some of my calls where I'll call somewhere in North Carolina to a public official's office. I've done stuff like that. Do it live and let y'all hear it on air. That's because North Carolina is not a two-party state in terms of what they call wiretapping and things dealing with telecommunications. Some states you have a two-party, you must have consent from both the parties to be recorded and broadcast, or in this state of North Carolina, only one party. Well, guess who that one party is? That's me. I'm a party to the conversation. And when I'm calling them, they recording me anyway. So, yeah, hey, I say that's an even playing field. You recording me, I'm recording you. But this cracker, and I'm not going to, I don't know if he a dumb cracker that he keep breaking the law, or if he just know he ain't never going to pay the penalty because he white and the system that's in power is one based on racism. And he got some connects through his family, some deep pocket connections in his family. I think his father or something like that. They've been long practicing racism and whatnot, and definitely in the people activity area of politics. Now, he did get arrested for breaking into that woman's office, that senator's office in Louisiana, to plant a bug. And him and Joy Reid of MSNBC, who I gather intelligence on, I follow pretty much everybody, including these crackers. And I saw where him and her had a Twitter exchange, and she did falsely state that he was a felon. And, you know, when they're talking about this video where they're trying to say here in North Carolina, actually a Democratic donor who support this Democratic Senate person, this Democratic woman, Susan Ross, I think her name is, who's running against Richard Burr, Senator Richard Burr. And so he got undercover video, secretly recorded video. And that's legal if it was made in North Carolina. I don't know if it was or not. But he has this secret video of this man that they're putting out there, including that cracker racist Alex Jones, are putting out there, that this man said that black people are seriously effed in the head. Blacks are, this is the exact quote. This come from their headlines, what they put out. And I link to their websites. Blacks are seriously effed in the head. But anyway, Joy Reid did say, call him a felon. And so he was like, I'm not a felon and all this. And I was like, no, you not a felon, but you did get convicted on you did plead out to misdemeanor charges. And that's why you not a felon. You took advantage of your white skin, because I know people, and I didn't tell him, but y'all have heard me talk about my brother on a breaking and entering with no evidence at trial, all white jury, white judge, his big brother away, fighting for the USA Inc., the corporation that these people are bought into, are stakeholders in, that they made my brother 10 years a slave. He got 10 years for breaking and entering with no evidence, no recovered property, that they, like, he went to a pawn shop or something and it had serial numbers on it and he pawned it. And my brother was totally innocent. My brother would have told me if he'd have done that by now. He'd been out, 15, 20 years? I'm not sure. But they took 10 years of his youth. While this cracker breaks into a senator's office, goes to plant a bug. Now, we're talking about serious felonies here. And he gets to walk away with misdemeanor charges on his record and probation. And now this cracker is out here again, going to different states, running an operation. This is organized crime. regardless of whatever the state laws are on wiretapping and recording people without their knowledge, this cracker getting away with it. They made my brother 10 years a slave. And I told this cracker, I know people that they got at least 10 years on a BNE, so don't sit up here and play like you innocent. But Joy Ann Reed, you supposed to be a professional journalist. You should know that cracker, the racist system did not make a felon out this cracker. So his latest so-called work features this Democratic donor, as I talked about. This is what this either liar or ignorant person on the Blaze called Tommy Lauren, the fair blonde-headed maiden, is saying why black people who vote Democrat are on the plantation and all of that. So they trying to get, you know, come up with some deceptive video of this man who gives to, you know, Democrats. Apparently he's supporting Susan Ross here in North Carolina for the Senate, running against Richard Byrd, a Republican. He's been there like 20 years. They've run some ads that have been turned out to be truthful about how his net worth went up by millions of dollars during those 20 years. Public service, I thought you was doing it for the people. These people getting rich. Look at Hillary Clinton. Ain't no different. Republican, Democrat, crooks. Corruption. Doesn't matter. Neither one of their brands is without taint. So they want to play us like we dummies. Like, oh, the Republicans set people free. They set your people free. Well, first of all, how do you know I'm a descendant of an enslaved African? You do know that Africans were here before you Europeans. You do know Africans that you called Moors was ruling Europe at one time. So what makes you think they wasn't also over here on this continent beforehand? And I'm not going to get into the history that some of our historians out there have documented about the black presence. So number one, see, there you go again. You're either a liar and you know this, or you just a dumb cracker. So they think that that's something that they can, well, they are right. In the masses, unfortunately, due to the program, they get emotional reaction. We all walk around. And it's not, if you are the descendant of an enslaved African, that is no reason to anything to be ashamed about or have so low self-esteem about. Your ancestors were victims, and they were victimizing the so-called free blacks too. So wasn't as harsh as the conditions as what you was under, but it was still terrorism and murder and robbery and cheating and stealing. But they think that that's like, again, it's not that they think, they know that though. They know that's a push button. That's a button. You push that button, black people gonna get emotional. They already been programmed with the lies that slavery was abolished in 1865 in the 13th Amendment, and the Republicans and Abraham Lincoln set the people free, and everybody has been free ever since. And that is not what the 13th Amendment states. That is not what Lincoln did. That is not what the Republicans did. There have been college professors who have published stuff online showing letters between Lincoln and these Confederate crackers down here. And they try to make him look like he was a politician. Hillary Clinton been using that line. Oh, he had to say one thing to these crackers who believe in slavery, and another thing to these crackers up here in the North who didn't believe in slavery, when everybody, all the crackers was benefiting, all the racists was benefiting from it. So this cracker, the only people they moved to deceive was black people and the formerly enslaved Africans, because that is the only reason black people in huge numbers joined the Union Army, because y'all was getting y'all behinds whooped and kicked all the across the South until what? Till y'all let black people get in. Why? You didn't learn the lesson that George Washington learned when he lost them first six battles because he had a racist ban on black colonists, wouldn't even let an enslaved African join. But you was getting your butt whooped because guess what? The British was letting them join and was letting them fight, and the crackers was getting their butts kicked all over the place. Then, in the last ditch move, and I don't know why the free black people joined them, they should have let them be crushed, came in and saved the day. They won the last three battles of the Revolutionary War. And then the crackers, the racists, the slavers have been in power ever since, and their descendants. And most of these crackers in this country don't even descend from them. They come over here on boats fleeing the potato famine in the 1800s. So yeah, man, people, y'all need to read. Don't let these crackers fool you, because that's what they try to do all the time. That's what the programming is for. So, she believes that the 13th Amendment, or she's lying to you. I just laid it out. Just go. I don't need no convincing argument for educated people, or at least people that can read and comprehend on an eighth grade level. Look up the 13th Amendment. I mean, Ava DuVernay put it in the film that just came out. Did you not watch the film? Did you not see the 13th Amendment? And although there's a little bit, it was like, you know, a documentary that was like basic entry level. I can see now, as I've been reviewing that film, for the novice, for the person that, like, you know, you would introduce a child to something when they move up in the grade, you don't want to give them too much. So I guess that's what she was doing. She was spoon feeding some truth to the masses. Didn't you not watch that? If she did, at least put up the 13th Amendment. And with that in the name, we would think that your lazy behinds, obviously not, we go look up the 13th Amendment and read it. I mean, we live in the age of information. It's no excuse for anyone to be ignorant about anything, except for deception, which they are really good at, so I'll give you that. But we have to stop being intellectually lazy and accepting truth from deceptive people with a history of lying and deception. Why would you watch these people on these networks and believe that they're telling you the truth and that's the final word on it, and you don't need to seek no other sources of information? Come on. So when I come back on the other side, we're going to see what this Democratic donor, I'm not even going to put his name out there and smear him like that. Well, I'll put his name out there because he a racist suspect. We don't know. We can't confirm. But it's likely he might practice racism. I don't know. But I'm going to give you a clue, though. I did not disagree with the portion that I heard. And I'm not going to play this entire video, but they said, they put it out there that he's just trying to generalize and say all black people is effed in the head. And that's not what he said. And I actually agree with what he said in the proper context. See, this is why this cracker gets a lot of money and a lot of donations to his nonprofit, which is called Project Veritas. I think they started after us, the Black Talk Media Project. I seem like I remember him popping up because I'm a media company organization. I know the enemy. I gather my intelligence. So that's about when his name popped up. I could be mistaken, but I've been knowing about him for a while. He ain't been out there that long. He ain't even that old. But this cracker getting a lot of money, though. They got a staff. They can pay to send people all over the freaking country and like to call. They got multi-million, big money is funding them. I don't know how much the crackers on the lower end of the financial scale give, but I'm sure they give something because they push their buttons too with their racist dog whistles. And they like to be entertained like that, so they'll pay for it. So we're on the other side of this break. When we come back, we're going to listen to what this Democratic donor said about black people in the proper context. These man, you can't just read headlines on Facebook. you have to get context. And then you better make sure that you ain't being duped in, because he's been known to edit videos and chop them up. And no, we can't call him a convicted felon, because he used white power pass with some money behind it to escape justice, just like they trying to say Hillary Clinton, and they're correct in pointing out her criminality, but don't act like y'all ain't doing the same things, and y'all not criminals too. So you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind these enemy lines that I call USA Inc. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. All right, welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. Again, this is Scotty Reed behind these enemy lines, man. You have to be careful out there, especially if you're a black person. I mean, poor people are targets in general, because they be doing some terrible things to some of these poor crackers around here, man. And it, to me, it's just a matter of justice versus injustice. I don't think that the slave catchers should be trying to put them into slavery either and mistreating them. But though, that ain't the normal existence of white people in the United States. So don't think that I'm being soft or anything like that. I'm just a person who don't like to see. I like to promote justice. And justice, as they say, is blind. Not that lady justice at the courthouse. We know that's a system of racism. But I'm saying, when I practice justice, I got a blindfold. I got to weigh the facts. I got to be objective. So let's get back, though, to talking about let you hear what this Democratic donor, obviously a wealthy white man, I don't know how he made his wealth. He could have been invested in slavery, in the private prison stocks and stuff. And how do these crackers, these Republicans, James O'Keefe and any of these Republicans, Tommy Lauren, how they going to be talking about slavery and the 13th Amendment, but yet ignoring the national prison strike, which is the largest in U.S. history, that has will on Friday, tomorrow, be entering into its eighth week. Eight weeks, this rebellion, historic rebellion against slavery, 13th Amendment style. You want to talk about the 13th Amendment and put it in your mouth. But again, they practicing deception, not practicing truth. They're not practicing truth telling. They have an agenda. That's why people give them money. That's why they can generate revenue, because lots of people out there support their propaganda. So let's go ahead and pull up this video. See, it's on their website. I'm taking you straight to their website, projectveritasaction.com/Ross. So this is on Deborah Ross running for the U.S. Senate here in North Carolina against Richard Burr, 20-year incumbent senator in the Republican Party who has exponentially increased his wealth in those 20 years and that of his family and what have you. Wow, man. In a new video, this is their words, released by Project Veritas Action, a top Democratic donor is caught on camera disparaging members of the African-American community at a fundraiser for North Carolina U.S. Senate candidate Deborah Ross. Now, this is what we have to know what these crackers talking about. They trying to be codified. The African-Americans that they worried about being disparaged is Clarence Thomas. What's that proxy racist sheriff up there in Wisconsin? David Clark. David Clark Jr., I believe. That's who they're talking about. They're talking about name one of them proxy racist tools that they use. Well, what's some of their contributors, people that are on contracts? Stacey Dash, people like that. That's what they doing. They play, man, it's always, it start, warfare starts in the mind. The battle always starts in the mind. So they being codified and they're putting it out there like, oh, they talking about everybody in the African-American community. That's what you would get from reading this. And again, I ain't on here to defend no Democrats or nothing like that, but the Democrats in this state prior to them getting kicked out of office and when Barack Obama got put into office, they were on a progressive path. Now, I will say that. And they will be a lot preferable to these racist crackers like Pat McCrory and all the rest of them who admitted on in floor records, it's in the record, that they were trying to suppress the black vote and practicing racism. That was also part of HB 2 bill. You couldn't sue in state court. They wanted to take away your North Carolina constitutional protections against racism and white supremacy. They will, because they know that when you apply the law equally to everyone. So, and it was also important that I voted because there were like seven non-white Republican racist crackers running for the judicial to get on like the courts, the, you know, the Supreme Court, the appeals court. All, those are important positions. Shoot, we need as many people as possible. Now, I don't know what these people will do if they get in there, but I know I'll make some demands on them. And check this out. If you don't vote, you still got a right to make demands because you're paying taxes for the whole damn thing. So you don't let anybody try to tell you just because you don't vote, you don't have a voice. Your tax dollars is your voice. You paying a lot more money. And actually, you paying for the system for people to go vote. So you have a voice. Don't let that, you know, nonsense go unchallenged. So let's listen to what this man said before I wrap it up for the day. And we go into the next program, the Barbershop, episode 6. So.
I'm all, you know, the Sonderkommando?
Yes.
Jewish guards in effect help murder Jews in the camp so they can live alone. So there are even Jews who were helping the Nazis murder Jews.
Now, let's stop it right there, because you need to be able to read it. And again, this is a video that's being secretly recorded in a restaurant. Looks like an upscale restaurant with crackers on the wall, rich old crackers from back in the day, slaveholders probably on the walls and what have you. So that's why you hear all that. But this man is talking about, his name is Benjamin Barber. He's described as a Democratic donor. So it's a lot of Democratic donors, but he's a major Democratic donor, meaning he got a lot of butter biscuits in the bank account. So he said, he's basically telling the truth. He's saying that there were Jews who were helping the Nazis murder Jews. Now, they ain't going to make the Jews within the Democratic Party too happy, though, and on the donors, because they don't like people to talk about that fact. But that's a fact. Yes, you should be ashamed of it, but don't try to hide it. Just like I point out the fact that we got a lot of black prison guards helping to keep black people in slavery today. Yes, we ashamed of it, but we ain't gonna hide it. So Jews, stop acting like Jews didn't. People will try to save themselves or enrich themselves at the expense of the group. It's all throughout history. So nothing controversial there. So he goes on.
Same thing.
So blacks who are sort of helping the other side, they're equally fucked.
That's all I need to do. I need to stop it right there. I don't need to hear no more because these crackers are already lying. Now, he said, so blacks who are helping the other side are seriously effed in the head. So what did he mean? Who he talking? He talking about like a Clarence Thomas, like a black man that has been called racist by white people at the SPLC, of Sheriff David Clark Jr. I call them proxy racists. They help to keep the system of racism in place. So yeah, blacks, everybody, hey, the system of injustice knows no color bounds. We can just simplify things by putting it like that. But we do need to explain how things are racism. But in terms of who's practicing it, guess what? Whose side you on? You ain't on my side. I'm an abolitionist. You a slaver. So your skin color, you look like me, you got an afro. What the hell, man? That don't mean nothing to me. If I'm a practice justice, you get the same penalty as these racist crackers practicing slavery. That's logic. That's balance. That's how we post practice justice. Be even handed. Everybody get the same penalty. Everybody get the same reward. So this is a bunch of a BS, man. But again, this is his MO. This is his modus operandi. See, at least I admit that I produce propaganda. I am all about the propaganda. I'm upfront about it. Because to me, all propaganda, what I extrapolate from the definition, is media. All media is propaganda. If I put up the ABCs, the letters A through Z on the wall, that's educational propaganda. If I put up, let's say on the wall or on the side of the refrigerator, some restaurant menus, that's information propaganda. The menus, and that's still media, is conveying information. Now, then we have different terms for propaganda: red propaganda, white propaganda, black propaganda. And I affectionately refer to what I do as black propaganda, even though it doesn't fit. It's not according to the definition that they use. So this dude has been getting a lot of money over the years of trying to make black people look stupid, make black people look racist, make Democrats look racist, and try to get them to lose their codification. And like this guy said last night, and I'm going to end it out. We're going to roll. But he said last night, Palmetto Star. Yeah. He was like on New Abolitionist Radio last night, and he called in. And he described the political situation, and he doesn't vote. He's an anarchist, and he described it like pink on pink crime. This is the uncodified racist doing war with the more codified racists who want to act like they ain't racist, because they will put appoint proxy racists in certain positions. And the Republicans and conservatives do it too. Again, there's your David Clarks. Even though he is registered as a Democrat, you see whose convention he was speaking at. That's the fool black people. Now, we can say that black people need to leave both the plantation, the political plantations, and form a voting bloc, and have our own stuff. Then you'll come to us like you go to the Jews and promise them all kind of stuff for their cousins and relatives over there in Israel oppressing black people. That's every president, Democrat and Republican. The only man that shows some respect for other people's human rights was Ron Paul when he refused to go. And they tried to spin it like he was being, quote unquote, anti-Semite or anti-Semitic, which don't make no sense because Semitic refers to a language coming out of Africa. That you trying to say that a religious, if I practice this religion, then anything anybody say about me negative is anti-Semitic, or if I don't, in the political context, kiss your behind, then I'm anti-Semite. No. Ron Paul obviously has a problem, and he's talked about it, with how you treating the Palestinians, and he wasn't going promise you nothing if he became president. He's the only one I've ever seen in all these years I've been paying attention that showed some integrity and did not go kiss the ring of AIPAC. But am I going to blame AIPAC for pulling their little resources together and lobbying? I don't agree with what they're doing, but I agree with how they doing it. And that's what we need to do, organize, pool resources and all of that, so we can have these crackers and proxy races coming to us asking us what we want. Don't stay ignorant. Read. Don't allow crackers like this woman, what's her name again? Tommy Lauren, lie to you. Because if she's read the 13th Amendment, she knows slavery was never abolished. If she got a degree worth anything, and if she knows that, then why is she pretending like slavery was abolished and all this is over? And what we have now is, she probably will say something, probably wouldn't even acknowledge the PC term of mass incarceration. Look, it's slavery. Slavery was never abolished. It's right there in your Constitution. We see it in patterns and practices all across this land that has amounted to the world's largest private prison slave industry on the planet. That said, recognize the fact of what's going on and get yourself codified, get yourself trained. Do not make it easy for these people to make you into a slave like they did my brother. And that was just a straight up setup. He didn't do anything wrong except for got into an argument with a white student and her at school and didn't assault her, didn't anything, but her father happened to be a Gaston County cop, and they set about a plot to set him up. So circumstances like that, sometimes it's not your fault, but still take certain precautions. And regardless of any precautions he took, any alibis which he had, them crackers in that jury box did not care, and they sentenced my brother to 10 years of slave for breaking and entering, the same dang gone thing that James O'Keefe did when he broke into Mary Landrieu's Senate offices in Louisiana. And he walks away with a misdemeanor. So don't tell me that racism, institutional racism, don't exist. And it's more than racism, it's slavery. Y'all be safe out there. Peace and blessings to all.